You're listening to Animal Radio. If you missed any part of today's show, visit us at animalradio.com or download the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
It's Animal Radio, celebrating our connection with our pet. You know who's on the phone right now? Is Jeremy Feig. And he's a guy who, like me when I was young, I was a class A loser when I was young. I hit rock bottom. I was broke. I was alone. I was living in an apartment the size of a closet. The same for
Jeremy. Somebody cue the violin.
Jeremy was doing that too. But he looked down at his cat and he said, who was with him and also in the same situation, and the cat was perfectly content. He wanted to examine why, and he wrote a book about it called How My Cat Made Me a Better Man. Jeremy, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So tell us, what was the deal? When you say you were at rock bottom, what, you were out of work? What, no girlfriend?
Yes and yes. It was basically like that. I was by myself living in this tiny shoebox of an apartment. The closet was actually bigger than the apartment itself, which really didn't help me because I didn't have much in the way of personal possessions either. And I was single, and I just, you know, every now and then I'd have a job. It's very intermittent. But at the same time, I'd look down at my cat, Shelly, and she was in the same situation, but she was happy. So I said, you know, maybe there's something I should look at her a little bit. And if she can be happy, maybe I can too.
What'd you learn?
I think right off the bat, I was like, I basically realized you don't need a lot to be happy. You don't need to be surrounded by
things,
material possessions, yeah, by all these different things. If you know, you're still alive, you got a roof over your head, you're able to buy cheap ramen noodles and eat dinner every night, then something's working, and just be thankful for what you've got.
And your cat told you all of this, Shelly? Your cat told you all of this?
Well, I had to read between the lines a little bit.
Okay.
She really kind of kept a lot of the information to herself, or she didn't share them aloud in English to me. But yeah, it's really... I really would watch her and then see how she could make herself happy in the same situation. So I figured, why not me too?
So she had to be a few years old to learn all this herself. She wasn't just a
kid.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. She was a stray for the first year of her life. And so, and this was in upstate New York. And so I would imagine that her life was pretty difficult then, you know, because she really probably had to scrounge around. I've seen stray cats around. They have to scrounge around for food and hopefully find an old abandoned building to sleep under, you know, and deal with the elements. And here it is now, and she's living in this little, what I thought was this tiny little shoebox apartment. She was probably like, wow, what a wonderful apartment.
Sure. Well, there's always somebody that's better off, and there's always someone that's worse off. And that's the one lesson that I've learned about life. And I look at my dog, and you see my dog, the big deal about my dog is where to hide the bone. She walks around all day with a bone in her mouth, trying to figure out where she's going to hide the bone. That's her big deal. And so it's all about perspective, I guess, right?
Yeah, definitely. And that's an important decision your dog has to make. That bone could go anywhere, and it probably occupies him for hours trying to figure it out, I'd imagine.
So how's your life changed now? What are you doing now?
My apartment is larger. I'm married. I've got a little kid at home. Things are just better overall.
So what advice would you give someone who's looking down right now and just says their life is crap and miserable right now?
Well, I'd say a lot of it comes down to figuring out what it is that makes you happy. You know, a lot of people are kind of doing things because other people want them to do it, or because they feel pressured, maybe society or something is telling them to do a certain thing, when they're forgetting to do the things that make themselves happy. That's a chapter in the book about happiness, and that's really, I think, personally, the most important thing, to be a positive person, look at the things that make you happy. Now, I once gave my cat a little toy that was shaped like a lobster. And it was this adorable little crinkly lobster, and I thought, oh, she's going to love it. Shelly will go crazy over this. And I gave it to her, and she had no interest at all. It was just like, it was a dud of a gift. But then there was like a little the plastic wrapping that it came in. She found that, and she started batting that around. And she had a great time with that. That was her new favorite toy for a long time after that, this little piece of hard plastic. So she said, I'm not going to go with what you think will make me happy. I'm going to go with what I myself am into.
Ooh.
And I think that's really a lesson right there. You know, you can't do what other people think is right for you. You got to do what's right for yourself.
Absolutely. Well, I love the chapters of the book. The book actually goes through some really important topics, from grooming to fear, relationships, persistence, health, stress, careers, sharing, and happiness. Tell us a little more about what's in the book, especially the stress part, because I'll tell you, I'm one stressed out guy.
Well, as far as stress goes, like, I've learned some other lessons while, like, I once took her to the vet, and it was a big debacle of a visit. you know, we got there late in the day, so it was crowded. Shelly was antsy. We had to wait a long time, and we got in there. Let's just say it was an ugly situation of her scratching the vet assistant, peeing all over the table, and just completely freaking out, you know, very, very much leaving me embarrassed in her wake and feeling terrible for her. But I think the problem was that I brought her late in the day, and when she basically, what would be a more difficult situation for her to get through. It was late in the day and crowded and everything. So from that point on, I said, all right, every time we have a vet appointment now, we're going to do it first thing in the morning. So there's almost no other cats or dogs there. You can get right in. We're going to bring treats in case there's any kind of bad situation that happens and just be prepared for it. So in that way, we kind of knew what the stress would be. And we said, let's make a game plan ahead of time. And that way we were able to deal with it more in the future. So even if you go through a stressful situation, you can learn from it and figure out how to improve things the next time that comes along.
Very good.
It is, and the book is great. So if you're one of these people right now that you feel like you've hit rock bottom, I want to give you a copy of this book. We have 10 copies to give away, so I need 10 really horrible stories of just, you know, being at the rock bottom, feeling like crap. Give me a call right now. Toll free, 1-866-405-8405. How My Cat Made Me a Better Man is the book. Jeremy Feig, the author, that's spelled F-E-I-G. And, of course, we'll put links to everything you've heard on today's show over at animalradio.com. Jeremy, thank you so much for hanging with us today.
No problem. Thank you for having me. It was fun.
And thank you for standing up as a man and saying you love your cat.
You know, you very rarely hear guys say that.
Guys admit that.
More people need to do that. I'm here to represent.
It always flies by. I had so much fun today. Thanks for hanging with us. If you need your fix during the middle of the week, you say, I just need an Animal Radio fix, you can head on over to animalradio.pet. Have yourself a great week. We'll catch you next week for more Animal Radio right here.
Bye-bye.
This is Animal Radio Network.